Sunday the 26th of February 2023, 10:45 service. Sermon series, Journey with Matthew. Sermon title, Your Heart. Bible reading, Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 27. Talk by Reverend Christine Harding.
The reading this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 19 until verse 27. Treasures in heaven. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is where your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. And then, if then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Do not worry. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds in the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much, Dora, for reading God's word for us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come before you and hear your word, I pray, Lord, that you would use me, that you would speak through me, that you would give us ears that are open and minds ready to receive from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We continue with our theme from Matthew's Gospel with some very interesting topics. And one of those that really resonated with me was the one that Bob spoke on called Follow Me. Especially when he said following Jesus might mean that we have to leave something behind, which I had to do. I enjoyed archery, and to achieve a good standard, I had to practice on a regular basis, attending competitions, which were always on a Sunday. It soon became apparent that going into ministry and continuing with archery just wouldn't work, because I couldn't give both my full commitment. I had to leave something behind, which was archery. Archery was a major part of my life, and I was worried that if I gave it all up, I would struggle and miss it. But you know, that's the amazing thing with God. When he calls us to follow him, he puts everything into place that we need. And the moment I stepped out in faith, God filled that gap in my life, and I never looked back or missed taking part in archery because my heart was focused elsewhere. But please do not misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not saying that we can't enjoy taking part in sports, because I know that many in our church family run marathons, play golf, football, and do many other things. But what I'm saying, it's about what's most important, or where or what our hearts set on. As a lady archer, the longest distance I shot was either 80 yards or 70 metres. And to be able to see exactly where my arrows were in the target, I used either binoculars or a telescope so that I could adjust my sight to ensure that I hit the centre of the target. Weather also played a huge part in aiming. If it was raining, the arrows were slower and heavier. And on a windy day, the arrows would be blown off course, and I would need to keep adjusting my sight to ensure the arrow was completely on target to gain maximum points. And you know, it's the same with us. Sometimes we get blown off course and have to adjust our sights to remain on target, focusing on the important things of life as we keep our eyes firmly fixed on the main target, Jesus. Wouldn't it be good if we were all able to keep a pair of binoculars or a telescope in our pocket to keep our sights on the correct target? But hey, God has already given us the best way to do that, His Word, the Bible, which enables us to set our sights on the important things of life and not to worry about worldly things, setting our sights much tighter on the things that really matter. When I take a funeral service, it never ceases to amaze me how people measured their loved ones' life by what they achieved or accumulated. But this passage from Matthew's Gospel is turning that upside down right from the very beginning. Verse 19 tells us not to store up for ourselves treasures on earth. Remember, when our time comes for us to leave this world, we will not be able to take anything with us. As someone once noted, the removal lorry full of the person's possessions never follows the hearse to the graveside. Throughout this sermon series, Jesus has been describing a different way of living for those who love him and want to follow his teachings. We have been learning the importance of turning away from a sinful life, following, repenting, God's grace, being blessed, and putting God first, which are all important things for us to grasp. And as we do, they will enable us to change our attitudes and remind us about the importance of following Jesus' teachings, as together we allow God to show us a new and wonderful life in his calling. But let's not be mistaken. We have all been called in some way, shape, or form to carry on the work of Jesus during our time on earth. So three things for us to contemplate on. And the first one, a generous heart. Jesus isn't saying that we cannot own anything or enjoy our time on earth with possessions, holidays, etc. But it's more important what we do with the gifts given to us by God. Do we use them for our own gratifications, or do we use them to help others? God is loving, generous, and selfless. So surely, as his children, that's how we should be, because out of our love for God and what he has done for us, our attitude should be a generous heart to give in many different ways, whether that's of our time, talents, or resources. But it's more than that. It's also about giving up any selfish ways, thoughts, and desires. In this passage, we are asked to search our hearts. And it makes the point that our hearts can only have one intent. Either we store up for ourselves, or we use our treasures for the glory of God in wider ways. And when we do this, it brings light and purpose to to our lives as we share in the generosity of our Father's heart, who tells us to store things of heavenly value that will not be destroyed and cannot be stolen. If you've ever been burgled, you know how easily people can break into things to steal what does not belong to them. We were burgled a few years ago, and I guess if you had to be burgled, then we were blessed, because we were in bed asleep when we were broken into. But the person or persons were probably the most tidiest of burglars. They left everything in neat, tidy piles. And I remember getting up in the morning and walking past the lounge and noticed piles of paperwork on the floor. And of course, my first thought was to blame Alan. I thought, that's it, he's been getting stuff out and he never puts anything behind away behind him. So of course, I'm having a whinge and a moan at him. And as I've walked out into the dining room, I noticed that my purse and bag had also been emptied. Now, I knew Alan wouldn't do that. And also, my keys were in the back door. Well, I immediately went back to look in the lounge and found drawers open, and finally, the penny dropped. We had been burgled. Which made me think that although burglars had been in whilst we slept, things could have been so much worse. We were both fine, and what they took was not as valuable as our lives. And I believe Jesus is telling us that we are more important than worldly things. God loves us and wants us to do what is right in his eyes. He has blessed us generously and wants us to bless others in the same way. Jesus doesn't want worldly things to represent our hearts, but heavenly things. Because if we become so enamoured with what the world is offering, we will begin to serve the world instead of the Lord and one another. And secondly, God wants us to have a carefree heart. So what does it mean to have a carefree heart? I believe it's the key to experiencing an abundant life, because of our hearts and minds are full of fear and anxieties and worries. It will prevent us from being able to receive the promises of God. The Bible continually shows us verses that tell us to fear not and to cast our burdens on him. But far too often, the worries of this life seem to sap our energy, and we find ourselves split between here and there. We are here in the person, but so often we're not really listening. Our minds are elsewhere, filled with other thoughts, a never-ending circle of what ifs. Somehow, instead of hearing God's word, we've allowed our minds to wander and we begin wrestling with problems that we cannot answer or solve. Matthew 13:7 tells us that some seeds fell among thorns, which represent the world, choking the word of the gospel, allowing the influence of the world to take over our thoughts. That's not what God wants for us. He wants our hearts to be carefree as we put our whole trust in him, allowing him to deal with the pressures and fears of this world. Joshua 1:9, cause us not to fear. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And you know, one of my go-to Bible verses is from Philippians 4:6, especially when I'm struggling with something. It reminds me that God is in charge. And no matter how much I worry and become so downhearted, I myself can do nothing about it. But he can, if we let him. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Imagine what it would be like if we were never anxious about anything. Our hearts were carefree and we lived our lives as if it was so. That's what God wants for us. And yes, it might seem impossible at times, because we all have worries about jobs, families, finances, illnesses, and so on. But in this verse, we are reminded to turn our worries into prayers. God loves to hear from us, and when we spend time with him, it helps us to always be God focused. We all know it's not easy when we try to work things out in our own strength. But if we want to have a carefree heart, we need to rely on God and go to him for advice, because his advice is always good. And once we have set our sights solely on him, we will experience a carefree heart as we understand that life is more than our fears or material needs. It's about God and one another, which will give us a freedom to do greater good. We cannot serve two masters. Either we serve God and all that he stands for, or we serve the world. Which leads us into our last one. Have a loved heart. The Bible tells us that the eye is the lamp of the body. It's about our spiritual vision and what God wants us to see and do. He is encouraging us to see the world from his point of view, to fully open our eyes, to allow his light to shine in our hearts, because the eye determines what happens in the heart. We must make a conscious decision to focus our eyes on heavenly things. And if we have anything going on within our lives that prevent us from focusing on the right things, then we need to clear it out. I don't know about you, but when I first wake up in the morning, it takes a little while for me to focus. You rub your eyes to clear your vision so that things become clearer. Or what if you're sitting in a dark room and someone suddenly turns a light on? At first, it's a bit dazzling and you have to wait until your eyes adjust, until you can see clearly and focus on what's going on. I believe the idea behind Jesus' illustration is that when we see things clearly, our hearts will respond to God's word and our pathway will become clear, which is what the Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. God's word is our light, and it will guide us into all truth. He doesn't want us to stumble as we walk. He knows our hearts and he loves us unconditionally. If God feeds the birds without them having to reap or sow, Surely then he would take care of our every need, because we are so much more valuable. Our hearts should be full of love, not just for others, but to have a true understanding that we are loved. And the more we understand the importance of being loved, we will be able to show that love to others through our words and actions. Jesus is the centre of everything, the gold of a target, if you like. So let's ensure that's where we are aiming, the centre. Jesus has been describing a different life for those who follow him. It makes sense, therefore, that we end up somewhere different too. Heaven. And the amazing thing is that we don't have to wait for this life to end to start storing up treasures in heaven. We can start today, right now. God's love, God loves and cares for us exactly where we are. And he wants more for us. He wants us to understand that when we reach into that love and care, we can do amazing things for him. So why wouldn't we? A couple of questions for us to ponder on. Where are we aiming? Do our hearts indicate where our real treasure is kept? Does it point towards heaven, or does it point towards earth? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word. Father, we know that you love us so much. And Father, you want to teach us how to love others in the same way that you love us. Father, would you continue to guide us? Will you fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit that we may truly know what it means to follow you, to have a generous heart, a carefree heart, and a loved heart. Father, we thank you for all that you do. Continue to walk with us and open our eyes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Christine. And of course, that's what our Lent course is all about. Our Lent course is about, it's not something about learning new things. A Lent course isn't about discovery, seeing the Bible in a different way. It's about pointing a spotlight at ourselves and asking, where is our heart? What are we focusing on? And then recalibrating, as Christine recalibrated those arrows, recalibrating so that we can hit the target for our life.